Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. It's an opportunity for us to listen to the Bible together and to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. You must each decide in your heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. Some years ago, I was involved with the setting up of a new hospice. There was a desperate need to raise funds, and although I'd never done such a thing before, I offered to organise a house-to-house collection. I recruited collectors, and off we went. It was the most beautiful experience. Almost everyone was not only keen to give, but thanked us for going to the trouble of knocking on their door. I'm sure many of you also will have had the experience of door-to-door collections and may well have had very different experiences. I certainly have on other occasions. On occasions, doors have been slammed in my face, but more often there's been an attitude of indifference and an eagerness to put some money in my box to encourage me to go away. God loves cheerful givers, and it's easy to understand why. He loves to see the cheerfulness because it shows that the giver has understood that they're participating in his ministry to the world. And what could be more exciting than that? In making our gifts, we're declaring that we want the kingdom of God to come here on earth as it is in heaven. The person who gives to God with reluctance and a simmering resentment will be well advised to keep the money in their pocket because they clearly haven't grasped what Christian giving is all about. When we place money in God's hands, we can expect that lives will be blessed and people will find encouragement and hope. There's plenty to be cheerful about. Running Premier is a good example of this. It's very costly to obtain the licenses to broadcast and to employ all the staff needed to run 3 radio stations, 3 magazines, a news outlet, and a large number of other activities. My prayer is that as you support this amazing ministry, you'll do so with an infectious cheerfulness and a real excitement. God is at work, and it doesn't get better than that. Let me pray with you. Lord God, we pray that you will help us to find ever-increasing joy in our giving. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voiceofhope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.